Well, when you cooked eggs, you cook them in a what? Did you ever
cook? A skillet.
Okay.
A little tin skillet.
Tin? What was it shaped like?
It was round, a little shallow skillet, just like they use in some of these fast food restaurants right now for eggs and so forth. Then she had, of course, the big black frying pan.
Okay. Do you ever see people doing your wash here? Or?
Oh, yes. I can remember Mother with a washing board.
Really?
Hand scrubbing.
What would she do? Would she boil clothes? Or?
Yes, they'd be boiled.
Holy cow.
We've had a maid.
Yeah.
I guess Charlotte came to work. I was about 4 years old. And Charlotte was about 12 or 13. My mother had got her mostly to babysit with me while she was doing her dressmaking, seamstress. And believe it or not, say I was 4 years old, I'm 47 now. Charlotte's been with us 43 years. She's my maid to this day. Of course, she's on vacation this week. But she still does a good bit of our cooking. I have it 3 days, and Mother has it one day, and my daughter has her another day. But she's never worked for any other family. In fact, she is part of the family. In fact, when my daughter was small and we'd go on vacation, we'd take her with us to babysit, more or less. But also as a vacation for her. I know it may sound strange, but she is part of the family, and she will continue to be so as long as she so desires. She's paid well. Oh, not as well as an industrial, not as much money she could make if she was doing something else. But I don't care if anyone else really washing my clothes. I know she knows how I like my shirts. She knows how I like my slacks. She knows how I want my socks folded. Well, she should. She trained me this way. She raised me. She raised my daughter. And right now, my two-year-old grandson thinks as much of it as he does his own mother. So this is some of your old Southern ways still showing, not very much anymore. It's not predominant, it's a rarity you find one.
Mm-hmm.
But she never loses a day's pay, whether she's sick or she just don't feel like coming to work, or she misses very few days of work. If a television set goes out, it's fixed, or if I don't think it's worth fixing, she gets a new one. All her appliances and everything else, when she needs them, she gets them. I mean, as I said, I take care of her like I take care of my own family.
Mm-hmm.
And I think as much of her as I do in my own family.
Okay. But they used to boil the clothes in a big old what?
Tub, galvanized, wash tub. It was in sizes, number one, there's a foot tub, or number one, there's a bucket. A number one tub, two, and a three. And I think the sizes came from the diameter of them. 1 foot, 2 foot, and 3 foot, probably so.
You ever see them make soap or out of the, how they?
No, I never did. I have seen it done commercially. Right here in Baton Rouge, we have a rendering company where they did make I guess it was an industrial grade soap, where they boil the fat and so forth down.
Yeah.
You could smell it for 3 or 4 miles before you got to it. You'd pray the telephones would never go out because you'd have to go work on them.